evening, guys.
Okay, I wanted to begin with the in Siman Shin Lamed Hey. I wanted to begin with the last comment that Ramon makes in Shin Lamed Hey. He quotes a Kobol, and then in the Bir HaGol he says it's also the Rambam. The Ramon writes, Nichol Mavelim Kodem LeBikur Cholim. If a person has to make a choice between visiting an Avol, being Menachem an Avol, or visiting the sick, the Ramah says that Nichol Mavelim wins. And this is a Rambam in Pirik Yudalad Halacha Zayin in Hilchos Avol. The Rambam writes Yeroy Ali. Whenever the Rambam writes Yeroy Ali, it's a Chiddush. Because usually the Rambam writes in the Hakdamah of the Arach HaZaka that he's just codifying all the dinim and shas. But whenever he says Yeroy Ali, he's saying a Chiddush. So he says that I have a Chiddush here. He says Yeroy Ali Shenechamas Avelim Kodemus Lebikr Cholim Shenicham Avelim Gimlus Chesed Imachayim Vimameisim. Because Nichum Avelim is doing chesed with the chayim and with the mason. Because you're doing a double-fold chesed. You're being nice to the people that are alive, that are sitting shiva, and you're paying deference to the neshama, the nifter. And therefore, it's a double-fold chesed, beats out a single-fold chesed of visiting the sick. Person's alive, hopefully they'll get better. But the double chesed beats out the single chesed. That's what the Rambam Paskins, Perek Yudal HaZayin, and that's the makor of this Ramah in the end of Siman Shin Lamed Hey. So it's interesting that if you look, the Or Sameach here on this Rambam points out that the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah seems to be against the Rambam. The Gemara in Sukkah says explicitly, Beferish, that the Tzadikim Yushalayim had a certain schedule in Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And the Gemara writes, on the Malfam and Beis, that the minhagim of the Anshei Yerushalayim would be, they would leave their houses with the lulavim in their hands, and they would be hoylich levaker cholim lenacham avelim lulavim b'yodam. And the Gemara says, you see how great Zrizim Makdimim they were to mitzvahs, that they kept the lulav in their hands the whole day, to do the mitzvahs, even when they did regular mitzvahs. So it's clear from the Gemara, says Dor Sameach, that Bikur Cholim came before Nichum Avelim. They did Bikur Cholim before Nichum Avelim. So Dor Sameach says the Rambam is against the Gemara. That's what Dor Sameach asks on the Rambam. If you look in that Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, if you look in the Rosh on that Gemara, the Rosh actually has the Girsa flipped, that the Tzadikim Yishalayim first were Menachem Avol and then they were Bakar Cholim. So maybe it's possible the Rambam had the Girsa of the Rosh. Problem is that if you open up a Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Dalid, the Rambam records the minhagim of the Tzadikim Yushalayim, and the Rambam says exactly like we have in our Gemara, that they were Mevakar Chayla first, and then they were Menachem Avol. So now what emerges, the Rambam is not only against the Gemara, the Rambam is really Sosar himself. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Avol said the Nichum Avelim was Kodem B'Kacholim, and in Hilchos Lulav, he says that Tzadikim Yerushalayim first Mevakar Chayla and then Nichum Avelim. So it's really now a double kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam's against the Gemara, the Rambam really Sosar himself as well. There's a big sefer in the old base medrash called Dikduke Sofrim, has all the Girsos. So if you look in the Ksav Yad Minkin, the Munich edition, it has the Girsa like we have it in our Gemara. First they were Vakar Chayla and then Nichum Avelim. So this is a difficult, difficult kasha. I thought, the Or Sameach didn't like this answer, I thought maybe we could answer based on the Shach in the name of the Bachir in Sifkot and Yud Aleph. The Shach quotes the Bachir that says that when does Nichum Avelim beat out Bikur Cholim? When you only have enough time to do one of the two. If you only have enough time to do one of the two, then pay the Shiva call over visiting the sick. But if you have time to do both, Bikur Cholim comes first because maybe the Cholim needs you. I'm not talking about Pikuch Nefesh, but maybe the Cholim needs you. And therefore, that would be a beautiful answer. That's how the Shach says the name of the Bach, Ladinit. So we have to know the Halacha. The Halacha is, says the Shach, the name of the Bach. Usually, we've always followed the Shach, usually. The Shach quotes the name of the Bach. That if you have to make that choice, so the Nichum Avelim beats out Bikur Cholim, and you only have enough time to do one of the two. But if you have time to do both, Bikur Cholim should become before Nichum Avelim. So I was thinking, based on that Shach, name of the Bach, maybe that would answer the steer in the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Avel is talking about when you only have enough time to do one of the two. So Nichum Avelim is Kodem Bikur Cholim. And the Rambam Hilchos Lulav, which is the Tzadikim Yerushalayim schedule, is talking about when you have time to do both, which one comes first, Bikur Cholim? Obviously, the Rosh Hashanah didn't like my answer, okay? But I think he understood when the Rambam writes Kodim, Kodim means both scenarios. Not just in the scenario where you only have enough time to do one of the two, but even if you have time to do both, then Nichum Avelim should come first. So that's why I think the Rosh Hashanah didn't like what I said. But I want you to know what that chiluk is quoted is the shak named the bach that we should hold the din. Should know this halachit about how to deal with it halach lamaisa in such a situation. So you have a basic answer, perhaps to the steer in the Rambam, and we quote like the shak named the bach. However, as I said, Dor Smith doesn't like this pshat. So what does he say? So he embarks upon a different mahalach to try to answer this kasha. Okay, what's the mahalach that he wants to say? He wants to say like this. He wants to say, "You have a kasha? You have a kasha?"
No, it's good to explain why you would say that. Why would be the start of the Kodesh Sukkah? Meaning, why would you do Bikur first? Meaning,
because maybe the Chola needs you. Maybe the Chola needs you. I'm not talking about a Bikur Knefesh situation, but practically he needs you. He needs, I don't know, he needs a drink, he needs food, he needs a safer. So there's more of a mandate that you go to the Chola first.
See, if one's a greater mitzvah, then one of that.
No, I think I don't think you have to say a fancy mumdus. Just practically, he might need you. He needs you more than enough. You know, he's ill, he's physically ill. We're novel, hopefully he's not. So, just on a practical level, that's the swara that the shach says the name of the bach. Okay, but lemaisa. We have to say a different mahalach to try to answer this kasha. Or Samech didn't like that. So Rav Zhulti has in his sefer, he embellishes this Or Samech in Simit Lamed Zayin, and he develops the following mahalach very beautifully. And he wants to say that the Rambam lays down that Nichum Avelim is a double-fold chesed with the chayim and with the mason, but can you find a case where Nichum Avelim is just chesed with the person that is what? A nifter, the neshama, and not the chayim. So, we can point out two cases where you have that. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Kufnun Beis Amud Aleph on the bottom, it says if someone dies and has no relatives al pi din, he has no relatives al pi halacha. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishein lo Menachem and Meishein lo Menachem Hochen bnei Asar bnei Am Yoshim bin Komo. 10 guys go from the community and sit in that fellow's house. Rahman al-Islam, he died, he had no relatives. And the Gemara says, in the neighborhood of Yehuda, someone had died, and every day Rav Yehuda gathered 10 people, and after the Shiva, this fellow that was nifter came to Rav Yehuda in a dream and said, I'm very appreciative to you what you had done. So, the Meiri on this Gemara in Shabbos says, what is the point of that Nichum Avelim? There are no relatives. What's this point? So the Meiri writes, it's Kavod HaMeis. The Miri says that it's giving cover to the mace, that the neshama has died, and therefore you want to comfort the neshama. So therefore, here we have a case where you have Nichum Avelim, which is just considered to be kavod to the mace and not to the chayim, because there are no chayim here. There are no relatives. That's the Miri.
Can we do that halacha my son? Can women be a part of the group?
Yeah, I think maybe al pi tznius is probably better to have 10. It's a good question, but I think it says holchen asura b'neyanim, but you're theoretically.
Can we do that lemaisa if there's no family?
Well, where Rabbi Winevsky Zatzal was a great Talmud Chacham, was a Talmud of the Rav Zatzal, and he was nifter. We had minyanim at his house. He had no relatives. So I think what we do is we have minyanim. Yeah, but we're going to get to the details. It's a good point. But the Miri, this is the Miri writes here. So we just dug up a case where you can have nicham avelim that is just covered a mace and not covered chayim. Right? That's one case. I just want to point out on that Rambam, on the Rambam in that Gemara in Pirik Yud Gimel, Hilchos Avol Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes, Mei Shein Lo Avelin Lisnachin Boy Masar B'nei Adam K'sherim V'yoshim Yim Komo Kol Shivya Me Avelis V'sharam Iskapsim Alein V'im Lo Ayu Asar K'fuim B'chol Yom V'yom Iskapsim Asar M'sharam V'yoshim Yim Komo. And the Ravid says, Ein Lezeh Shorish. The Rambam Pirik Yud Gimel Luchadalad quotes this din, and the Rav says, Ain't no Shorish. What do you mean, Ain't no Shorish? You just quoted the Gemara. What's the Rav driving at? So we could say one of three pshatim. The Migdal Oz on that Rambam writes that the Rebbe was bothered by, why did the Rambam say if you don't have 10 kavua people, gather 10 people? The Gemara never said that. That was the Rebbe's taina. So the Migdal Oz answers that the Rambam learned from the story that we said from Rav Yehuda, that every day it seemed to be that they didn't have 10 set guys. Every day Rav Yehuda gathered a new 10. The Rebbe's taina on the Rambam was, where do you have to, you need to have to, halacha l'mayis, the Rambam says, you don't have 10 kavua, you gather 10. The Rebbe was saying, no, l'mayis, you need the what? You need to have 10 kavua. So the Migdal Oz refers the Rambam from the Gemara. So that's one way of reading the Rambam, the Rebbe. The other way is the Radbaz says on the Rambam that the Rebbe was cholik on the Rambam by saying that the Rambam seems to imply that they have to be there all day, meaning they have to take off work for like the week, these 10 neighbors or 10 friends. And he says that's ridiculous. The Rebbe's time on the Rambam, they just have to be there in the morning and the evening. That was the Nakuda, the Rambam, the Rebbe arguing on. The Radbaz actually says the Rambam agrees to the Rebbe. He didn't mean to say all day. He meant to say to be there in the morning and evening, but the Rebbe understood the Rambam that the Rambam meant all day, and that was the time of the Rebbe and the Rambam. That's the second way to read the Rambam, the Rebbe. And the third way is the Lechem Mishnah writes that the Rebbe was cholik on the Rambam in the following vein. The Rambam says you need 10 people to go there, and then the rest of the city will go menachem them. The Gemara never said that. The Gemara just said have 10 guys go sit there. The Gemara never said you need the rest of the city to what? Menachem them. That was the Rambam's addition. And on that, the Rebbe had a time. So there are three ways to read that Rambam Rebbe, but what we want to bring out for that first case is that you can dig up a situation where you can distill down when you have Nicham Avelim that is simply only Kavod HaMeis and not Kavod Chaim. Let's give another case. Another case is the Mishnah writes in Brachas. Everyone knows this Mishnah, on Daf Tet Zayin, Amud Beis, that Rabbi Gamliel is Mekabel Tanchumim of Tevi Avdo. Tevi Avdo is his Evi Knaini. Now we know what Evi Knaini Al Pivin has no relatives. And Evi Knaini, he's bought off the slave market. He's a non-Jew. He's put given Mila and Tefillah as a half-Jew. And then you're a Meshachar him. He wants to become a full Jew. The Rambam says you have to need Tefillah Shnia. You need Tefillah Shnia in a Torah. You have to go to Mikvah a second time in a Torah. Muki Yosef says only Midr Rabbanan. Once you're Meshachar him, he's really Jewish in a Torah. But Al-Pidin and Evi Knaini has no relatives. So what on earth is Rav Gamliel Mekabel Tanchumim for? The Rashba has the Kasha there on that Mishnah in Brachos. The Rashba in Brachos at Daf Tet Zayin in the base. He asked this question. What sense is Rav Mekabel Tanchumim? So he answers, based on Yushama, that it was Chavav Kibno. He was such a great Evi Knaini, he loved him like he was his son. So Rav Shulti just writes, he could give another answer. Here's another case of Nicham Avelin that is Kavod HaMeis and not Kavod Chaim. So we just dug up two situations where you can have Al Pi Halacha, Nicham Avelin that is Kavod HaMeis and not Kavod Chaim. Okay? So if you hash the dos lahachi, now we arrived at this point, you can take it a step further. And you can say as follows. And that is that we assume al pi alacha, the Gemara writes in Ksubis, on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that on Shabbos, we know that Dvarim Shebetzin are Noheg. That's what the Gemara says in Ksubis on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. That on Shabbos, we know Dvarim Shebetzin are private matters, which means Tashra Shamita, Rechitza, Talmud Torah. We'll get to all those details, Bishem, when we get to those dinim. But the din is that Dvarim Shebetzin are no hake on Shabbos. Okay? And the Ramban writes, because you never would have seven consecutive days of Shiva, Ramban writes in the Torah's Adam, Allah Lamaisa, so Shabbos has got to count for something, and therefore, how does it count? Because it manifests itself through Dvarim Shebetzin are no hake. But the Rambam writes, what happens in a situation where someone loses a loved one of his seven relatives in Chol HaMoed, Kovar Meso Beregel? So we know that you bury the person, Rachman al Islam, but you don't start sitting Shiva until after Yontif. Yontif Shini Shogali, those counts as the first day. But during those days after the Levi and Chol HaMoed, and let's say the seventh day of Yontif, what's the story about Dvarim Shebetzin? So the Kesef Mishnah claims that the Rambam sheet is as follows. The Rambam writes the following lashon, Perek Yud Alocha Gimel Hilchos Avel, Dibrogalim Ein Davar Medivar Avelus Noeg Behen. What does that mean? Says the Kesef Mishnah, it means that Dvarim Shebetzin are not Noeg Beregel, are not. Meaning Tashu Shemitah would be Mutter during those days. That's how the Kesef Mishnah reads the Shitas Arama. And we don't accept that. What do I mean? We, the Russian, the Tur, argue And they say that just like Shabbos Tvarim Shebetzin Arnoig, so too on Yom Tov as well. Tvarim Shebetzin Arnoig. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Shin Sadi Tes. Okay? The Rav Chaim does not hold like the Rambam on this. We assume that Tashmir Mita is going to be Usher in that situation as well. So, that's a Machloikas Rambam against the Russian tour. So Rav Zhulti Zatzal says a beautiful pshat. He says like this. He says, the Mishnah writes in Moed Katan, and Afchav Zayin Amar Aleph, it says, Menachemim Aveilim B'Moed. What kind of Menachem Aveilim is done during the Moed? From Mishnah Beferish, and Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Menachemim Apotrim Sarabim. What kind of Menachem Aveilim do you do B'Moed? What kind of Nicham Aveilim is done? So, because Shiva hasn't even started. So the Teretz is like this. Well, it depends if you hold like the Rambam or you hold like the Rosh in the tour. According to the Rambam, you go over to your friend, you see how he's doing, can you mechazik him at all, see if he needs anything. And that's called Nicham Aveilim. But what's the function of that Nicham Aveilim? The function that Nicham Aveilim is what? According to the Rambam, is solely covered a mace, because the guy has no level of availus at all, the relative. Right? We said there's no Dvarim Shebetzin Arnoik. He's Nishkin Avil at all. So the purpose of the Nicham Aveilim is solely what we would call covered a mace, according to the Shitas Rambam. Whereas according to the Rosh and the Tur, what is the purpose of the Nicham Aveilim you're doing, B'moi? The guy is being Noik Dvarim Shebetzin. He hasn't formally started Shiva yet, but he is being knowing Varm Shibet Sina. And because of that, the function of your Nicham Aveilim is not just Kavod HaMeis, it's also Kavod Chaim. Because Al Pidin concretely is observing some Dinim of Aveilus. So here you have a Mishnah, and you have two approaches to the Mishnah based on whether you hold like the Rambam, or whether you hold like the Rosh and the Tur. And that's Kufa Machloikis, says Rav Zhulti, to answer our original Kasha that we had. We had a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam is against the Gemara. The Rambam passed that Nicham Aveilim was called in the Bikur Cholim. When that was so the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav in the schedule Sadikim Yushalayim. And we had actually said when we read that Gemara, what on earth are they going to Menachem Avol Moed? That's this Mishnah. The fellows they're trying to help when they go with their Lulav to see how you're doing, that they hadn't started Shiva yet, but it's trying to mechazik them. So plug it in now, says Rav Zhulti. According to the Rambam, the Tzadikim Yishalayim are walking around with their lulav. What do? Should I do Nicham Aveilim for us? Should I do Bikur Cholim? Well, according to the Rambam, there is no Avelis for the Ovel, both on a public level and a private level. He's nothing. But I still am, he's a friend of mine. I want to see how he's doing. So what's my decision? The Nicham Aveilim, in that case, solely would be covered a mace to give deference to the Neshama. Whereas Bikur Cholim, the guy in the hospital, is Kavod Chaim. Whenever you have Kavod Chaim pitted against Kavod HaMeis, what wins? Kavod Chaim, of course. Of course we care about the Meis. When Kavod Chaim beats out Kavod HaMeis, because of that, the halacha is, says the Rambam, according to his Girsa in Hilchos Lulav, that your first Menachem, first your Mavakar Chayla, and then you do Nicham Aveilim. Because Bikur Cholim is Kavod Chaim, Nicham Aveilim is Kavod HaMeis. So therefore, the Rambam writes, and he has the gersa what we have in our shas, and therefore there's no steer in the Rambam. The Rambam is always talking about every day of the week, not a chol hamoed. Therefore, if it's every day of the year, then Nicham Aveilim has a twofold chesed. So it's a beautiful answer to the steer. And then it plugs in the Rosh's lishitasel, because the Rosh had to flip gersa. What did the Rosh say? The Rosh said, what's your purpose, what's your function of Nicham Aveilim b'moed? What do you do on Menachem Aveilim B'moed? The guy is observing Dvarim Shebetzin Arnoig like the Rosh and the Tur. Machaber held like that, Ladina. What's his function? You're caring about only the Neshama, you're also caring about him, because on a private level he's observing Avelis. So the Nicham Aveilim to that guy is Kavod HaMeis and Kavod Chaim. Against Bikur Cholim, which is only Kavod HaChaim. So therefore the Nicham Aveilim wins. Therefore the Rosh had to flip gears. Beautiful, no? It's a beautiful shtickle that he writes. In Siman Lamed Zayin, that's probably what Dor Sameach meant in that one line. He only writes like one line, but L'maisis of Rav Zhulti develops and embellishes. So, I want to just point out further, it's interesting that the Mishnah we read in Moed Katan here in Chav Zayin Aleph says, Pochnis Arabim, What does Pochin Sarabim mean? So the Perish and the Mishnah, you know, the Perish and the Gemara is not Rashi. It's a compilation of Rishonim and Moed Katan. There's a separate sefer, Perish Rashi. It's in the library. You can find it. It's a separate sefer called Perish Rashi. Pochin Sarabim, Shomulim Nachin L'chul Batechim. The Perish and the Mishnah says you, at the end of the Levaya, you tell everyone that they can go home. You tell the Menachem that they can go home. If you look at the Nemuka Yosef, right here on the Mishnah, in the Dap Yarif, B'Shem the Raiviv, you know what Pochin Sarabim means? Different pshat. Doesn't mean we tell the guys to go home. You know what it means? It means that you don't have to go again when the Shiva starts to Menachem Avil. Pochin Sarabim to Yetzir Zayin. The Nichum Avelim you do now during Chol HaMoed and the last seventh day of Yom Tov or eighth day of Yom Tov is good Yotzi. You don't have to go again and do Nichum Avelim. Because I might add a Havamina, and this is what we want to plug in. Maybe the Ravid, the Muki Yosef and Ravid is holding like the Rambam. Let's get this. Because why? Because according to the Rambam, what are you accomplishing only Nichum Avelim? Kavod HaMeis. So maybe I'd have a Havamina, you'd have to go again to do Kavod Chaim. Kamash Malan. No, you don't have to. That's the Chiddush. Whereas the Pirish here on the Mishnah says not that way. Pirish in the Mishnah says Pochus Rav has nothing to do with that. Because I'll be then, it could very well be that this Pirish Lamaisa holds like the Rosh in the tour, and that Halach Lamaisa, you yait design for sure the Nicham Avail that you did. Because he was what? He was observing himself, Dvarim Shabbat. I'm saying the Machlaikis had to touch that phrase in the Mishnah might be Talwi on this Machlaikis Ram against the Rosh in tour. Okay? According to the Rosh in the tour, Pochus Rav means something else completely. I never would have had that because I was Yaitzin Nichum Avelim. Even though it wasn't formally during Shiva, but it was Kavod Chaim, Kavod HaMeis. But if you hold like the Rambam Zokter, the Ravid is saying like the Rambam, the Muki Yosef, that what I did was only Kavod HaMeis, I would have a Hadmin, maybe I have to go again? Kamash Mulan, not that way. Okay. Also, we'll get to you. Also, I think we could suggest the following. I want you to get this. And Rav Zhulti hints to this, but I think we're going to say it the other way. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin and then Vavim and Alf, running out of Mavavim Beis, which had it in the Koil this year. If you have a Russia that dies, God forbid, it's executed by Beis Din. So the Gemara says that the family of the person that's executed is not Sid Shiva. So the Gemara says and then Vavim Beis, because when you inter the fellow, when you bury the fellow, usually when you bury someone, he should get instant kapara when you bury the man. But since this man was a Rasha, his kapara from the Eibishter will be delayed. And we have a principle called Kevede Nidchu Nidchu. Once it's pushed off, it's always pushed off. And the point of Shiva is to be able to give the guy a kapara as well. But since this guy will not get kapara right away, it's delayed, we don't sit Shiva at all. That's what the Gemara writes. Okay. Memvom and Beis for a Rasha, God forbid, it's executed by Beis Din. We don't sit Shiva because Kevede Nidchu Nidchu. Frek Rashi on the Gadaf there, Frek the Kasha, he says, what do you mean, a Kovar Mei Silver Regal? The case we just gave. Someone buries his love on Chol HaMoed, you don't sit Shiva right away, you start after Yom Tov. So why don't you say Kevin and Nidchen Nidchu? That's Rashi's Kasha. It's a great Kasha. Rashi sometimes has Kashas too. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says that his friends have come to visit him. They're Menachem him already. So what does that mean? So maybe we could suggest like this. What it means is that the Rashi holds like the Rosh in the tour, that Dvarim Shebitzina are in fact Nohek. And therefore, they're Menachem him to fulfill the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, both Kavod HaMeis and Kavod Chaim. And therefore, it was initiated. So you're not going to say Kevin and Nidchim Nidchim. It was initiated. And since it was initiated, we're not going to say Kevin and Nidchim Nidchim. And if you look at the Yad Ramadha, so we want to say Rashi will hold like who? Rashi will hold like the tour and the rush. And that's what Rashi means when he says they're coming to visit. They're coming to visit, so it was initiated. So initiated, you don't say Kevin and Nidchu Nidchu. If you look at the Yad Ramadha, that Gemara, you know what the Yad Ramadha says? The Yad Ramadha writes on Mem Zayin and the Beis, he says that Kasha doesn't start because Kevin and Nidchu Nidchu is by something that's inherent. That is a conceptual problem. A guy's a Russia, that's a real problem. That's Kevin and Nidchim Nidchim. In our case of Kovar Mesa Borrego, that's a technical problem. It's not a real problem. On the technical problem, you don't say kevdei nidchu nidchu. It's a time impediment issue. So you'll start, bless you, start a few days later. But you don't say the principle kevdei nidchu nidchu. So it could be the Riyad Ramah that gives that tirtz. That's what the Rambam would answer that kasha. The Rambam would say, don't frek the kasha mikor mesa borego. Why don't you just cave in the nidchu and don't do shiva? Oh, that's a time impediment. The Rambam will hold like the Yad Ramah. Rashi and Sanhedrin will hold like the Rush and the Tur. Alpidin. Now, when it comes to Shabbos, and let's just point out, the Vilna Gaon has this in I think it's Shin Sadi Tes in the Simon of Yerachos Avelis, that when the Gemara says in Shabbos on Daftal of the Manalf that Tvarim Shebetzin are noeg on Shabbos, the Vilna Gaon says that the Rush and the Tur's Girsa will be Moed as well. Okay? The Gemara says will say Moed as well. Not just Shabbos, but also Moed. According to the Rambam, the Girsa will only be Shabbos and not Moed. The Vilna Gaon actually points that out on Shulchan Aruch in the Bir HaKro. Yeah, go ahead.
We had an assumption with the Doron Shebetzin on Beregem.
Yes.
The assumption was that there's no Nehugi Avelis Bechlal, that there's no concept of Avelis for the Chai. Why can't we say it's a shame? Alein Nichum has a shame Avel. He doesn't have shame Avel in Nehugi, but he got a shame Avel in Nichum.
Yeah, but it goes better. I hear what you're saying, but it seems to be goes better if you're Menachem the Avel. You want to say it's covered chayim. You want something to be concrete. You know there has to be some nihukim. If it's just covered a mace, then you know what is he doing? That's what I'm saying.
Your nichum, it's not the gam nichum. Whether or not he's the nichum aspect is the consolation is still relevant.
I understand. As you're saying that you could say that Rashi might hold like the Rambam theoretically. Could be. I thought it would fit better though. Rav Zhulti actually says like you. That's what I was saying. I'm saying a little bit different. I thought it would fit better that they're Menachem Avel, they're coming in, plus Rashi usually, you know, the Ashkenazic Rishonim, Rashi and the Tur, Rush and the Tur, I thought it would be in line with that better, that they're coming in Menachem, and it's much more meaningful because there is some Avelis on a private level. But it's possible to say what you're saying, absolutely. In fact, Rav Zhulti says what you're saying. But then it doesn't, I don't think it goes so well the other way, you know, for the Ram the Yad Ramah. But okay, fine. Yes, Daniel, you had a question? Okay. Now, on Shabbos, do we do Nichum Avelim in Bikur Cholim? So this is a machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on Daf Yubeis Amud Aleph in Meseches Shabbos. It says, Bekoshi Hitiru, and we paskin that it's Mutter, Al Pidin, Halacha L'maisa, on Yubeis Amud Aleph, we paskin Bekoshi Hitiru, that we do allow Nichum Avelim in Bikur Cholim. When you have no other day to go, you're on a business trip the whole week, the only way is to go on Shabbos. You should go, and there's a special nusach that the Mishnah Berurah says that you say, you know, Shabbos himel and snachem, you know, Shabbos himel and zilk, frua kro v'lovo, like we say in the Mishnah Berurah for a cholim, when you go to Mavakar cholim. But we, bottom line, do paskin, like Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. And it's interesting that when the Gemara presents it, it says, Eimenachem Avelim v'eimen vakrin cholim b'Shabbos. What's mentioned first? Nichum Avelim. Right? So that seems to fit very well because we said everyone agrees Dvarim Shebetzin are noeg halacha lemaisa on Shabbos, right? So the order goes very beautifully in the Gemara. Now, based on what we just said, makes a lot of sense that Nichum Avelim is mentioned first before Bikur Cholim. The problem is you open up the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Perek of Dalet Halacha Hei in Hilchos Shabbos, he says, Mavakrin Cholim u'menachem im Avelim. He says, Mavakrin Cholim. And he says, Menachem Avelim. He switches the order. So it could be perhaps, that maybe one could suggest, a little bit of a chiddush, but maybe one could suggest he was talking about all Shabbosos throughout the year, the Rambam. And there is a possible, it'll be throughout the year, you'll have a Shabbos that's called a Shabbos Chol HaMoed, right? So on a Shabbos Chol HaMoed, according to the Rambam, what do you have? You don't have any covered what? You don't have any covered chayim, according to Shita Sarama, we said, according to the Kesef Mishnah. So therefore, you'd have a situation of Bikur Cholim versus Nichum Avelim, so you're going to do Bikur Cholim. So that's why the Rambam chose that order, because he wanted to cover all Shabbosos throughout the year. Okay? Or you could just say simply the Rambam wasn't talking, making a big deal about Kedima when he was listing the Dinim Nichol Shabbos. Maybe that's a more posher way of saying it, but I thought it was interesting you could say the Rambam, because of Shabbos Chol HaMoed, perhaps said it like that, al pi din. It's interesting question. Okay, so this is what you should try to know. A lot of people think it's off limits, you know, the big Nichum Avelim on Shabbos. Not true. If it's the only, obviously it's not ideal, but it's the only day you can do it, you should do it. Halacha l'maisa. Okay. Now, let's take this a step further now. Is the Nichum Avelim mitzvah, is it midiraisa or is it midrabanan? So, the Rambam in Pirik Yudalad and Hilchos Avel Halacha Aleph lists off a bunch of mitzvos that are midrabanan, but are a kiyum of haftorech kamochem. One of them is Nichum Avelim. In fact, why don't we just read it? Mitzvahs esse shall divrein levakar cholim lenachem avelim, lehotzi ameis ulehachnis akala, velilvos aorchim, velasok becholtzar ke akfura, lases ala kosev, velelech lefonav, lispo lachbor lichbor, chenesameach chasim akala, lehasadam becholtzar keim. Veilehem gimulus chasonim shebegufo shein lehem shir. Afalpi shekol mitzvahs esse lemidivreihem, harahim bichlau vahaftarecha kamocha. The Rambam writes that Nichum Avelin is a mitzvah midrabanan, midiris sofrim, but it is a kiyum of the din of Aftal Recha Kamocha. Okay? Interesting, because Al Pi Din, the Bahag, says that Bikr Cholim and Nichum Avelin is diraisa. The Bahag claims that it's not a mitzvah midrabanan, it's a mitzvah minatorim. That's what the Bahag writes. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes it in Maseches Brachos, that it's considered to be a mitzvah min haTorah. Okay? It's considered to be a mitzvah min haTorah. And the Gemara in Maseches Sota and Daf Yudal and Amun Aleph says, Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teleichu, how can we go after the Shekhinah will be burnt up? Kiyesh Oklahu. So the Gemara says, you imitate Hashem. Imitate Hashem's ways. Where was Hashem Menachem Avelim? After Avram was Nifter, the Avarach Elokim is Yitzchok. That was the Nichum Avelim. Where was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavakar Choyle? By Avram Vayera Elav Hashem Elodeim Mamre, that he was Mavakar Choyle to Avram Avinu after the Bris. And the Gemara says in Maseches Baba Kama and Daf Kuf, and also Baba Metziah, I think it's Laman and Mebeis, Gemara darshens the pasuk vodata lahem esaderech yelchu ba esamashes yasun, and it says yelchu is referring to bikur cholim because bikur cholim is done through going to the cholim. So we have these two mitzvahs. Rambam writes as a mitzvah the rabbana kima after their kamocha against Rabbi Yon and the Bahag that claim they're a mitzvah mina Torah. Now it's very interesting that. I bring in the it's very interesting. You have this machloikis between the Rambam and the Bahag. But what's fascinating is al pi halacha is that there's something very, very strange here in this Rambam. The Rambam writes that you fulfill the mitzvah of Vahaftarech Chomo Zakim D'Raisa. One of the things is burying someone who's dead. And it says you should do to your friend what you do to yourself, because he's achicha b'mitzvah. The guy's dead. How could kfuras ameis be a kiyum of a haftal reyach kamocha? That's a very, very, very difficult kasha. That's number one kasha that we want to ask, okay? Now, Refrain in his Sefer Ola Yisachar adds on another kasha. He wrote a beautiful Sefer here. And it's called All Day of Sukkah on Simon Chav Beis. And he points out that there's a machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban how to understand the Bahag. Because the Bahag, as I said, lists off the mitzvahs, gimel sechum, the mitzvahs esed yiraisa. So the Rambam says in Shorash Aleph that according to the Bahag, each mitzvah of chesed is a separate mitzvah, meaning to give clothes to the ones who don't have any clothes, to be Kovar Mason, the Menachem Avilm, the Bikur Cholim, are four distinct mitzvahs according to the Ramat Shat in the Bahag. And the Ramban argues and says, according to the Bahag, it's all one mitzvah. So it's a machlokes, the Ram and the Ramban, what the Pshat and the Bahag is. But What I want to bring out is a second kasha. First kasha we asked was, is how could bearing a mace be a kima after a chumah? The guy's dead. It's not reyecha b'mitzvahs. Right? A mace is chav shimin b'mitzvahs, the Gemara writes. Second kasha is that the Rambam in mitzvahs ches, he describes the mitzvah of a halachta b'drachav, to imitate Hashem's ways. And the question is, why did the Rambam in Pirik Yud Dalet Halacha Aleph say that these are mitzvahs in kiyumim of a haftal reicha kamocha? Why aren't they kiyumim of the din of a haftal the halachta b'drachov, which is mitzvahs ches in the Rambam, which he elaborates? We're supposed to imitate Hashem's ways. Maharachu, mafatarachu. So the first kasha is, why is Kfuris Meis under this rubric? The guy is nifter. Second kasha is, why is it that the Rambam puts it under the rubric of haftal reicha kamocha and not under the rubric of halacha b'drachov? So lamaisa, it's very interesting. And the third kasha, really, you could write is, why taka aren't these mitzvahs? These mitzvahs, guys, why aren't these mitzvahs mina Torah according to the Rambam? Why are they only labeled mitzvahs to Rabbanan? It's a kiyum of haftal reicha kamocha. Why, taka, are they not mitzvahs min haTorah? Mishnah in Pei, we say it every morning. So those are the three kashas we want to ask. Okay? That's where Fran has in the Sefer all of Yisachar. It's a beautiful Sefer on Maseches Moikoton and Maseches Tmur. Okay, so he wants the Taina the following. He says, if you look in the Sefer Asher L'Shlomo, tremendous Sefer, Chelek Al, Simon Zion, Reb Asher, Reb Shmukla Berman, was a Rosh Yeshiva in Ponovich. It was a great, great goal. In Chelek Aleph Simen Zion, he claims the following pshat, that the Rambam, Lamais, is describing these mitzvahs, the getter of the mitzvahs to imitate Hashem, are not mitzvahs of doing a specific, concrete action. It's a certain feeling. In other words, the mitzvahs that are vehicles to get to that feeling that you love Hashem or that you love your friends. But the mitzvah is not a specific pe'ula. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, and there's the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim or Nicham Aveilim, the mitzvah l'maisa is through these vehicles you become a person that is a goyimel chesed, that is a kind person that has the feeling, good feelings, to imitate Hashem. And therefore, it could be, perhaps he suggests, perhaps, that if someone could go to pay a shiva call, or if someone go to visit the hospital, and he didn't realize that the shiva's up, or the guy had already moved out, gone out of town already, or the guy had already been released from the hospital, you were so pumped up and getting ready for that mitzvah that you had that feeling? Maybe it's possible you're yotze the mitzvah. To that degree, it's a chiddush nifla. But the whole point of these mitzvahs are to get to the vehicle of that feeling. And if that's the case, even though you didn't actually do that pula, but that's not the vort. The vort is to have that feeling. If that's the case, Lamaisa, you could understand that is why the Rambam puts it under, and this is the Chiddush, why does the Rambam, Lamaisa, put it under the mitzvah of halachta b'drachah and not haftal reicha kamocha? Because if you look at how the Rambam describes haftal reicha kamocha mitzvahs chavav in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he describes it as being this concept of really wanting everything that is good for yourself to want that for your friend. But it's not a specific concrete act. It's not a specific concrete act at all. The mitzvah of Avraham was to have that hargosha and have that feeling. So it is obvious, says Refran, if that's the Rambam's approach to that mitzvah, that these mitzvahs of Gimlus Chasadim would never be under the rubric of Haftal Reicha Kamocha, because Haftal Reicha Kamocha are mitzvahs of hargosha, not specific pe'ulas. And therefore, it's impossible to put these mitzvahs that have specific pe'ulas under the rubric of Haftal Reicha Kamocha. What are they under? Says the Gemara, and the Rambam echoes that. They're under Balachta B'drachov. Midrabanan. Minatayra, there is no specific actions to do. It's to have that hargasha. Now we have to finish, we have to follow the Chachamim Zichron Levracha. Can't show I'm going to have that feeling without that vehicle of action. This is the way to do it. But the bottom line is that that is not the definition of the mitzvah min ha-Torah. That's why the Rambam labels it as a mitzvah min d'rabbanan. It has a kiyum of after rechamach because you have that hakasha. It's not in the room of after rechamach min ha-Torah because again, after rechamach is argoshes. Valach the bidrochav also they have that argosha. Min d'rabbanan they were koveya meisim in order to what have that feeling. Memele, if that's the case, even if the guy is nifter, we said, how can you fulfill that mitzvah? He's nifter. He's not reyacha, the mitzvahs. Because the word is to have that hargasha. I love this guy so much, I want to make sure he's buried kedasa kedin. And I have that feeling. If you have that feeling, that's going to be the kiyum of a haftal reyacha kamocha. That's going to be that feeling, Allah l'maisa. It's not going to, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of a haftal reyacha kamocha, minat Torah. Because Vakulere Kamok is considered to be those what? Those having that feeling. So that's why it's not a mitzvah of Haftalerecha Kamokha Minat Torah. Because Minat Torah, it's a heart, you have to have the Argosha. It's under the rubric of that, the Rambam writes. It's under the rubric of Haftalerecha Kamokha. But it's not, doesn't lend itself to specific pa'ulas. And the question that you could ask is, why does the Gemara put it under Valach de Bedrochav? And now for after Recha Kamocha. Okay, that's a kasha you can ask for. You can ask. But Lamais, it's not going to be a mitzvah min ha-Torah because the mitzvah min ha-Torah is to have these hargashas. That's why it's not a mitzvah of min ha-Torah for after Recha Kamocha. It's not lend itself to specific pa'ulas. The only thing is that why did the Rambam not put it under the rubric of Halach de Bedrachav? Right? He puts it on the rubric of Aflarecha Kamocha. But, okay, that's a kasha you can really ask on the Gemara. The Gemara didn't put it under Aflarecha Kamocha. The Gemara put it under Maruchu Mafatarachu. So this answers all these kashas. It answers that even Reyacha, you have that feeling. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah in a tayr of a Aflarecha Kamocha because it doesn't lend itself to pu'ulas. It doesn't lend itself to pu'ulas. And Mahu Rachu Mafatarachu, which the Gemara says, as the Ram describes in Mitzvah Ches, also is to have this hargasha, but it's not, it doesn't lend itself to have specific what? To a specific action per se. And that's what, it's kind of like the Rav Zatzal said in the Rambam. There are never any brachas that are said on mitzvahs benonim l'chaveiro. Because, by definition, it should come naturally. You don't need a bracha to ready yourself to do this mitzvah. Like shaking a lulav, you need. You need the bracha to mat you. The Rambam compares birkas and mitzvahs with birkas nenin. You need a bracha to mat you to get you ready to do the mitzvah. So therefore, the brachas need to be said on benonim l'chaveiro, benonim l'makom. But a benonim l'chaveiro should come naturally. You shouldn't need a bracha to what? To be able to ready you for that. It's antithetical to have a bracha. So that's why the Rambam L'maisa will say this is a mitzvah midrabbanan, but it's a kiyum min ha-Torah. Because these actions are what are specific actions that chazal were koveya. But the Torah wanted you to have this hargasha. And that's why L'maisa there's a difference between what the Rambam Shita and the Shita of who? Of the Rabbeinu Yonah who holds us a mitzvah min ha-Torah. That's the chiddush that he wants to bring out here, Al Pi Din. Yes?
Even after we redefine v'avta l'reich kamocha as a mitzvah hargasha,
right?
Still, you, which is I don't understand how to answer the kasha we had before that reyacha means reyacha b'mitzvos. So your reyacha is not alive. So why does it matter if you have a hargasha for him?
Because the hargasha, the ikar is not him, the ikar is you. So even though he's meis and chafshim in a mitzvah, but you've reached that madrega that you want for him what you would want for yourself. And that doesn't lend itself to a concrete, specific action. So that's why it's not a mitzvah min ha-Torah of after rechamocha. It's a kiyum of after rechamocha. Because after rechamocha is our goshen. Yeah, go ahead.
I still see him answering his question. He's not a living, you have to be a living Jew. The L'Reachah is going on a living Jew. The hargasha is very nice, but it's misdirected. It's not in the
that's not the pshat l'maisa. He doesn't have to be alive. That's kufa devor. He does not have to be alive. That's what I'm saying by putting kufa's mace under that rubric. Really, v'after l'recha kamocha, the ikar is that even if a person's not alive, the ikar is, in regarding that particular case, is that you're really the address. You should have that feeling that you would want to have if, God forbid, that person was nifter. You yourself was nifter.
But Let's say I thought someone was a Jew and he wasn't a Jew, and I had Hargasha towards him. Would you say they're also, since I had Hargasha?
Maybe. Maybe, like I said, if you go to the hospital, the guy left already. Maybe. You didn't do the action, but you had that Hargasha. Perhaps. I'm saying, what's the difference in that and going to the hospital, the guy left? Maybe.
No, because here, in my case, the Hargasha is not, it's misplaced entirely. There you weren't able to concretize it. But at least it was going in the direction.
It happens to be lagabe, lagabe biker cholim. The Gemara says in Gittin, I don't forget to it, but biker cholim is supposed to do with goyim and Jews. Bachleis Ramam Ran, let's just say it now. Does that mean even when the goyim are alone, or even when, only when there's a Jew and a goy in front of you, it's chutzpah to go mavaker cholim the Jew and not the goy? Or does it mean with the goy alone? Bachleis Ramam Ran. We usually would assume that you should try to be, the best for both. So, I hear what you're saying, but Lamaisa, I mean, you could also hear the same story. It's misplaced too when the guy's not in the hospital anymore. He's nishkin chayim. You know what I'm saying? So, your example's a little bit more extreme. It's a good point, but that's what I wanted to bring out from this. A beautiful mahalat of Jolti writes, but I've always was bothered by why it's not a mitzvah min haTorah. Maybe that's what the pshat is, and it speaks to that about we don't say brachas on bedam lechaveru. It has to be done. You go to visit the guy in the hospital. He's like an esrik. You know what I mean? It's a chefs of an esrik. He's going to sug a bracha and make him feel terrible. You want to do it naturally. So that's what should be. That would be the mahalach that maybe comes from this particular pshat. I would just bottle, like I said, why? I mean, the Gemara chose Ma Ruchum Afa Velachta Bedrochav, Achar Telechim. The Rambam chose Vachal Recha Kamocha. I don't know if this Mahal per se answers that particular question, but you have that Kasha anyway. Yes, Dan, you had a question for? Okay. All right, very good. Okay. So let's get to now. So I wanted to discuss about Nicham Avelim and the Bikr Choylim. So let's get to now the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's get to the Shulchan Aruch. A few things we want to get to now. Okay. Oh, before we get to the Shulchan Aruch, I just want to mention one more short mahalach. Please, let's get it. I gave in the Mar Mekaymis the Mishnah in Megillah, the Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah Megillah Chaf Gimel is list off things that you need a minyan for. One of the things is Tanchumei Avelim. So Rashi writes on the Gemara there, in Megillah Dimaskal Tanchumi Avelim, means the Shura. Do you know what the Shura is? At the end of the Levaya, in the cemetery, you should line up I usually men on one side, women on the other side, or whatever. If you don't want to include the women, you do two men on each side. You have the Avelim walk through, and you say, Amokam Yenachanestam. That's called a Shura. So what's the purpose of that? So the Rav has in the Mesorah, beautiful pshat, Rav has in the Mesorah journal the following beautiful mahalach. He wants to claim, the Gemara says in Bava Basra on Chesamid Beis, that one of the Amoroyim made a pledge to give $400 of stokin. And they forced him to give on his pledge. So Tosfos asks on Chesamid Beis and Bava Basra, it's against the din. The Gemara says in Chulin on Kuf Yudim and Beis, Kol Mitzvos Eshe Shematan Tzchar B'Tzida Ein Beis Muzarnala. Any mitzvah where the Torah delineates a reward based on this earth can't force you. So Rashi in Chulin Kuf Yudim and Beis says the clause based on that itself is the punishment. It says you'll live a long life if you do this mitzvah. If you don't do the mitzvah, then Rachman al Islam. But it's already like there's an onus already given. That's how Rashi is mazur with the klal. If the Torah delineates a reward based on this earth, can't touch it. Because it's already like the Beis Shemayim already is giving the onus. It says, Beferish said, stuck, you live a long life. So how did they force him to give on his pledge? So Tosfos gives four terutz. One terutz, as he says, is that they were only kofa bedvarim, with words. It wasn't a real kofa. They didn't beat him up. The other terutz is that if Beis Din wants to, they can. They're just not obligated to. A new approach to the klal. So they wanted to. Third answer was that there was a rule in the community that anyone makes a pledge, you should know that if you try to renege, we're going to force it from you. And number four, Teretz is that not only is there an essay, there was a lav too. So if there's a lav as well as the essay, you can force based on that. The klal is only if there's an essay alone. There's an S in a lav. The lav is lo tikpo, it's lo ta'amitz. Don't clench your fists and don't be mean when a guy needs money. But the Rav Zatzah said a fifth teretz, based on two Rambams. The Rambam Menuchos Matnas Anim points out in Pirik Zion and in Pirik Test that there are two tracks of stucco. There's a private obligation to give stucco, which is the Parsha and Parshas Re'eh. And that's in Pirik Zion, Hilchos Matnas Anim. And then in Pirik Test and Hilchos Matnas Anim, there's a public. The Rambam writes in Pirik Test, Alocha Gimli, never saw a city that didn't have a kupa of stucco. Every city should have a stucco organization. Mamish. There's a Chovetz HaYochin, a Chovetz HaTzibor. Where's the Makar Chovetz HaTzibor? Parshas Bahar. Ger V'toshem Chazak Tabach. So the two Parshas in the Chumash, the Rav want to say Reyes Chovetz HaYochin, Bahar is Chovetz HaTzibor. And that's Pirik Zion, Pirik Tess, and the Rambam. Mat Nesim. Pirik Zion is Chovetz HaYochin, Pirik Tess, Chovetz HaTzibor. I once pointed out, it's a little bit shvir on the Rav, because in Pirik Zion, when he's talking about the Chovetz HaYochin, he quotes that Pasuk, Ger V'toshem. It's a wrong marker to quote, according based on the Rav Shtikal Torah. Here the Rambam says, Mitzvah says, Elite and Stuck Lanim, Kivim Asheroi Lani, Imayara, Yenosim, Yisegas, Shnemar, Patoch, Titas, Yarka, Lemar, Nemar, Chazak, the Bo, Gir, Vitosh, Vachai, Mach, and Nemar, Chai, Mach, Mach. According to Rav Shtikal Torah, Rambam should not have quoted that Pasuk, unless he's saying just in introducing it in general. Okay, whatever. But the Rav has these two tracks. So the Rav said a fifth teretz. The case in Baba Basra was talking about the public stuck, the Chovetz HaTzibor. On a Chovetz HaTzibor, you can be Kofa, not on the Chovetz HaYachid. So the Rav said, ain't that two tracks, the Rav said the same Shtikal Torah. What's this nature of Tanchumei Aveilim? It's the Shurin, the cemetery, needs 10. So there's two tracks of Nichum Aveilim, the Rav wanted to say, paralleling the two tracks by Tztokot. There's a Chovetz HaYachid to go to a Shiva house, Chovetz HaYachid. And then there's a Chovetz HaTzibor that manifests itself by doing the shura in the cemetery. And that's why if you ever, you should never have to do it, but if you ever have to Masad or Levi, it's very important you make sure the shura is done. Okay? Make sure the shura is done at the end of the Levi. Make sure the shura is done to fulfill this halacha. And according to the Rav, it's a Chovetz HaTzibor of Tanchumei Aveilim. Very interesting. And that's why it needs what? That's why it needs to have 10. Now, the Rambam does say, before we get to the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam does say in Pirik Yud-Alef Hilchos Avel that a person should not get so upset about losing a loved one too much, because you know what it is? It's a bad thing, he says. Why is it so bad? Because it shows that you don't believe the Nesham is eternal. He says 3 days are devoted for Bechi, 7 for Hesped, 30 for Tisporus, and that's what he writes in Pirik Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph. So it's interesting that there are those that want to perhaps not to pay a shivik call in the first 3 days because Shloshia made bechi, devoted for crying, let the fellow cry. But it's not a halacha. I want to just say that to you. If you can't go except it's the first day, then go. And if you feel like you're a very good friend of his and it'll be very meaningful to him, if you go the first day, then go the first day. But you should just know, Lamaisa, that there is such a notion, based on this Rambam, that based on Shloshim Bechi, maybe, and there are Makaros that then Avo would go to the Beis HaMikdash and he would stand the first 3 days, he was Mei Bechi. First 3 days he wouldn't go, but after the first 3 days he would stand outside and people would greet him. So, but Lamaisa, it's not a halacha. And one other din I want to mention, and that is we don't observe this also, but you should just know that there's a discussion about this. Some don't like to pay a shiva call Belila. But in the Sefer Ginze Yosef, he writes, Ein leminig zu shum yisod. Because we find in Eiv, in Perek Beis, Sefer Eiv, Pasuk Yud Gimel, that they sat with Eiv for 7 days and seven nights. So obviously, they were Menachem Avol Avol. We learn many halachas from Sefer Eiv, like Abba Hilchos Avelis. However, in the Sefer Vayelaket Yosef, he finds a marker for this minig al pi Kabbalah, because he says, in Laila we know the din is more takif. So maybe it's not so good to Menachem Avol. But as I said, the Gesher Achayim points out that very clearly that it's Efshel Lenachem Belaila. He says, Lamaisa, maybe if you have time to do them both, maybe daytime is a better preference. But you should just know that it is discussed in the poskim. But we poskim, of course, it's mutter. But again, if you have a preference, probably better to go beyond and not Belaila. But as I said, of course, you can go Belaila. Okay, Let's begin with Shulchan Aruch, okay? I gave on the Simon. So we wanted to start Shimon Shin Lamed Hey. So we have the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Mitzvah Lavakar Cholim HaKrovim HaChaverim Nichnasim Yad V'Rachokim HaChashloshi Yomim V'im Kofetz Olav HaCholi Elu V'Elu Nichnasim Yad. The mitzvah of Bikur Cholim has three elements. Number one is to see if the Cholim needs something. Number two is to daven to Hashem on his behalf or her behalf that they should get better. And you should actually daven before you leave that I'm being mispalled to Hashem that you should get better or a foolish lame that been mehiris. And if you don't, you don't fulfill the mitzvah properly, says the Ramah, which we'll get to. You must actually articulate that. And number three, if you are born under the same gilo, mazal, you take a 60th away of his or her illness. And it's contracted to you, but it's really 1/3600th, tells us, the Gemara says. It's 1/60th of 1/60th. So even though you'll contract it, it's only a little bit, and you should still go, says the Gemara, b'metziyah lamed of the base. So here it says in the first sif that it's a mitzvah, that friends should come in, miyad, people that are less close should go after 3 days, but if the illness is really bad, no one should hesitate, and they should all go in to visit halacha l'maisa. Sif Beis, afilu agadol yelech levakar akotin, afilu kama pomin biyom, afilu ben gilo, kol amosif hariz emeshubach milvachli atriachlo. Even a great Talmud Chacham should go to someone who's much smaller than him, where don't stand on ceremony. Even many times during the day, and even if you contract it, you'll ben gilo, you'll contract some of the illness, you still should go, and anyone who's mosif hariz emeshubach, and make sure, though, you're not bothering him. Because if you're bothering him, you're defeating the whole purpose. Okay? Now, I want to just point out, it's interesting that that we're saying, halacha l'maisa, kol amosif hariz meshubach, the more you do, the better. And you want to see how the fellow is. Right? It doesn't make a difference. You don't stand on ceremony. And we know the Gemara says in Ksubis on Samach Zayinim Abayis that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the only Amor and Tana that never died. Why? Because he taught the fellows that were a contagious disease of Ratan. No one else wanted to teach them who had Ratan. He said he would teach them. And the Gemara tells the story, you know, that he never died. You know, he jumped over the wall, and Eliyahu Navi grabbed him, but it was too late. He already got in. So that's a tremendous thing, halacha l'maisa. Okay. Says the Ramah, Hagah, Yesh Om Nisone, Yochel Leilech, Levakar Chayle, Belonirali. An enemy. Unfortunately, we should have no enemies. But let's say a person's an enemy. So the Ramah quotes the Ma'aril, and he says beferish that an enemy still should mevaker cholam and also menachem aval. The Ramah says no way. The Ramah says he should not be mevaker cholam. He should not menachem aval. You know why? This is a hard lashon to get. What it means is as follows. It's a pasuk based in Mishlei. Neinu el atzar, because he thinks by you coming, you're shtuching him. Oh, look at your tragedy, or look at your illness. That's what it means. It's echoing a pasuk in Mishlei where it says la'edo. Edo means a difficult tragedy. So obviously it shouldn't be a sone a chas v'shalom, but the Ramah says you shouldn't do nicham avim b'kachom against the ma'aril. Okay. Then in Sif Gimel we have that if you visit the sick person, you shouldn't sit what? You shouldn't sit on the bed or sit on the chair or sit by the safsal, but you should enwrap yourself, ituf, and you should sit in front of him because the shechina is lamaila from a cholim. And the Ramah says this does not apply nowadays because that was only when the cholim actually sat on the ground or lied on the ground. But when he lies on a bed, it's mutter to sit next to him in a chair and in a bench, and that's what we do, halacha l'maisa, chen nog. It's not a problem, halacha l'maisa, to sit right next to him, even by his head, because that was only when the chol was on the ground. We don't have that nowadays. Now, one sec, Daniel. I want to just mention, there's an interesting shaila Rav Moshe has about Bikur Cholim through the telephone. So, he points out that the elements that we just said, you'll have a kium mitzvah b'miksas of Bikur Cholim on the telephone. But there's no way you're going to be able to attend to his needs on the phone. You don't need if he needs a safer, needs a food or a drink. And even the David, Rav Moshe says, Eino doma riyah l'shmiyah. I mean, if you see the guy and you see that he's really, it's gonna motivate you to daven much better. There's no doubt about that. So he says you should call if you can't go. It's a fulfillment of the mitzvah, the miksas, but certainly not l'shleimuso. And the same thing would follow for Nicham Aveilim l'maisa, because again, it's a covered chaim, covered mace, but obviously it's limited if you do it through the phone. But if you can't do it in any other way, then you should call. It's interesting, there's a marker that an oval, maybe we'll get to it later, is a din of a melech. They say from the Rav Zatzal that the Rav didn't, there's a question whether an oval has to get up for a tamachar when he comes in. Pashup shot, Mikra Adin, he doesn't have to. When an oval sitting shiv, if a tamachar comes in to Menachemim, Mikra Adin, he doesn't have to, because it could be an oval has the status of a melech. It's still a good idea, you should get up a little to show Derek Harris. But Mikra Adin, Pashup shot, he doesn't have to. But the Rav, I think, once said, if someone calls, it's not right. Now that we have cell phones, it doesn't come up so much. But in the old days, the Ovo would have to get up from his shir and go to the phone. So the Rav didn't think that was right, because he's the melech. The guy who's calling shouldn't have make the Ovo, in a sense, come to get the phone to you. Now that we have cell phones, maybe we've solved that issue. But okay. Yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
Let's say the Ovo is sick also. So then you go and visit him. So, I mean, you're doing Bikur Cholam and Nicham Aveilim, but he's on the floor. So then are you allowed to sit on a chair doing Bikur Cholam essentially with him because he's on the floor? So what are you supposed to do in that scenario?
Well, he's in the bed nowadays, so according to Ramah, it's okay.
Though I'm saying, let's say he's in Avel.
Right.
So he's both in Avel and he's sick. So
who, the fellow you're visiting?
Yeah, so he's on the floor.
Right.
So then when you're going to visit him, so then if the Shekhinah is sharer with him, so then by you sitting on the chair, that's a problem. Because he's not in a bed, he's on the floor because he's in Avel.
Yeah, but Mestoma, a person that's an oval that's sick, you know, is not going to be on the floor, you know. Even if you're still, you know, we don't consider it to be, you know, as you're asking a good kasha, he's on the floor, so it might be a problem, so you move away from him a little bit. You move away from him, it won't be by Rosh. That's a good question, good scenario that comes up. But usually we say if a chol is sick and he can't sit there, so he'll sit on a regular chair. He has to be, you know, loved to the ground, less than loved. Okay, good. Very good. It's a very good point. Okay, let's get to Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet, you're not allowed to mavaka the choyla the first 3 hours of the day because he's very strong the first 3 hours of the day. And you think, well, what's the point of me davening for him? He's okay. And conversely, you shouldn't go the last 3 hours of the day because that's when it gets really bad and he'll be misyayesh to seek out rachamim. And there's the Ramah makes that point that I said, that if you don't daven from the Eibishter in front of him, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. It's very strong. Lokiyam a mitzvah. Now, I want to just point out, there's an interesting machloikis in the poskim, Rachman al Itzlan, if someone's terminally ill, and he's in terrible tsar, can you daven to Hashem that he should die? That he shouldn't be in pain anymore? So that's a major machloikis in the poskim, based on Iran and the Dorim. And there's a Gemara in Bo Metzia, where the Gemara has a story with Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And you know, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish had passed away because he got upset about a comment that was made. You know, that didn't you remember that this how this hammer was used when you broke into things? Rabbi Yochanan said to him, it pressed Rabbi Reish Lakish and he passed away. Then they replaced Reish Lakish with another Talmud. And Rabbi Yochanan said, the Reish Lakish used to ask me 24 kashis, you bring me 24 rayas. Rabbi Yochanan was so depressed and he got very upset. And he didn't get better. And then the Talmidim tried to daven to Hashem to get better. Didn't get better. And then the Talmidim were davening that he should die. And Itaka what? Itaka was nifter. So it could be from that Gemara, you see, if someone's really terminally ill in a lot of pain, you can daven. Lamai says, it's a machlokes in the post. Generally, we don't do that. And we daven for that Hashem should make a nes. Okay. Sifhei. In Sifhei, we have the concept of Ravakishal of Rachamim. And you can do it in any language if you're in front of the chola. If you're not in front of the chola, you have to use Lashon HaKodesh. And there's a difference between Sibur and Yochid. This whole concept of davening, the Rambam writes, you know, we daven directly to Hashem. We don't have, but there are Gemaras that have the Malachim carrying our tefillahs to Shemayim, which many Rishonim didn't like, including the Rambam very strongly. How they get out of the Gemaras is a kasha. But nonetheless, we have a chiluk here between the language of what the daven in, and if you're not in front of them, you should say it b'lashon HaKodesh, but in a chanami, when you daven, Shmon Esrei, you could say it in English too, It's not a problem if you say it before the second Yilratzon, or if you say it before in the Shema Tefillah. In Shema Tefillah, it's better always to say it Lashon HaKodesh. If you don't know how to say it Lashon HaKodesh, you want to say it in English, it's always better to do that in English before the second Yilratzon. But this thing of the Malachim only recognizing, they don't recognize Aramis as the Shach and the Taz point out of the Beis Yosef. The premise is that they're carrying our Tefillahs up. The Rambam and Rishonim are very uncomfortable with that. We dive directly to the Eibishter. That's why we skip Machnisei Rachamim and Slichas. Right? What is Machnisei Rachamim? That you're having the Malachim bring up our Tefillahs. So, it's a question. Yeah, go ahead.
Sif Dalet?
Yes.
So, how we measure the first and last 3 hours? Is it from, like, Nitz and Shkia, or is it when they wake up and go to sleep?
I think it means, you know, depending on the day, you know, the beginning of the day, the end of the day, I don't think it has to mean exactly, you know. It's just guidelines, you know, with the, you know.
Second, they sleep until noon.
Like, yeah, you have to use your seichel. Exactly. Find out when don't wake up the guy because it's convenient for you. You should do it, well, it's convenient for him. Absolutely. Very important. A lot of people get upset when they're Menachem Avil that the people are eating. You got to wait for them. And, you're doing a mitzvah for them, so don't be upset with them, you know. Others try to make when someone's, you should never sit shiva. I remember you, so you eat, you don't do that. I didn't do that when I was sitting shiva. You try to be available for everyone, but okay, you can't have tainas on the oval. You know, wants to eat lunch in the kitchen. Yeah, go ahead.
I hear many people say that modern Hebrew is not Lashon HaKodesh. Can you speak in Shomei HaTefillah? Can you?
I think so. I think it's hard to say it's not Lashon HaKodesh completely. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos and the Pirkei Beis and Avos says a mitzvah kalam to learn Lashon HaKodesh. So to say that modern Hebrew is totally devoid of mitzvah is very difficult, I think, to say. Okay, it's just strange to start speaking in English during the middle of Shema Tefillah. But theoretically, you could if you have no other way. Okay, in Sif Vav, we say that you should include everyone inside Besol Chol Yisrael, everyone inside your Tefillah, not just one person. And on Shabbos, there's the formula Shabbos Mihim Lizok Refruah Krova Lovel. On that, I just want to mention when you say Hamakom Yenachem Eschem, which is the Lashon of the Nechama, why is it Eschem if he's one Avol? So one shot is all the Avelim in Gan's Klal Yisrael. Kind of echoes this halacha by Birka Cholim. Another shot we could suggest is maybe the Eibishter is upset. You know, we say in Pesukim D'Zimra and Shabbos, Im Anochi B'Tzara. The Eibishter is upset that you're sad. So maybe you're getting Menachem the Eibishter as well, not just the Avol. And another shot might be the Neshama. The neshama, the Gemara says the neshama is misabel kol shiva. Now the pashup shot in that Gemara that the neshama is misabel kol shiva is 7 days after the petira. So Rav Weinfeld in the Lev Avram has a tshuva where he wants to claim maybe. Remember we gave in the beginning of Shir, we had three cases where you can have nicham avelim that is covered mesa not covered chaim. One case was someone has no relatives, right? The second case was Tevi Avdo, and what's the third case? If you hold like the Rambam, the Kovar Mesa Beregel, right? There's no Kovar Mesa, just Kovar Chaim. Can you have a case Farkir where there's Kovar Chaim and no Kovar Mesa? So the Lev Avram discusser of Weinfeld has an interesting case where let's say the Shiva was pushed off for some reason, whatever. So it could be that the Neshama only cries after the Petira for 7 days, but the Shiva was delayed and started afterwards. So what's the function of that Nicham Avelim? That Nicham Avelim would only be what? Would only be Kavod Chaim and not Kavod Meis. Interesting. So that would be an interesting concept. Okay. Those are three pshatim why you say Makom Yenachem Eschem. Okay. Siv Zayin. It's hard to do this. And these are halachas that maybe we'll get to tomorrow. You know, end of life issues. You have to try to tell the Chola, what's the story with your financially? Have you borrowed money? Have you lent money? Try to get his things in order. You have to be very, very, cautious with this and have to think about how to do it. Just like when we, if we get to the din today, or I don't know, tomorrow, vidui. You know, if a person has conscience and you want to say vidui to the person, you have to be very, very careful. One of the things you say before you start saying vidui to the person is, you know what? I want you to know something. If it's your father, you say, Abba, there are many people that have said vidui and lived another 50 years. There are many people, unfortunately, that have died that didn't say vidui. So don't think it's a bad thing. You have to say it in a nice way. This type of halacha, the same thing. You have to use your seichel. like I said, he's not an esrig. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a human being. And maybe you're, probably your loved one. Okay. And in Sifches, also the same halacha, you know, for if someone has a stomach illness or eye illness or a headache, any things that, you know, it's hard for him to speak, you have to use your seichel. You know, you stay outside, ask how he's doing, can you sweep the floor? You don't want to be mitzarim at all or embarrass him. You have to use your seichel too. If someone has to go, the kohen has to go to the restroom, you know, try to, you have to be on top of it. You have, your seichel's got to be A++ when you're involved in the midst of bikachol. You know, you move, it's time to go. You know, you have to be on top of this. Sif test is the machleis ram and the ram, we said. Very important halacha. Right, the Shach points out this is a machleis ram and the ram. Even when they're alone, poshup shat you should do, or is it only when they're together? Certainly you understand the halacha when they're together. Here there's a yid and a goy, you totally ignore the goy. I mean, how can you think of a chil Hashem even greater than that? It's an interesting shayla, halacha l'maisa. It's an interesting shayla, halacha l'maisa, about Gnevus Das. There are times when you'll visit a hospital and you'll visit someone who you're going to, and then you hear someone else is there. And then you visit that person. So the guy, the second guy thinks that he came for you when you didn't come for him. So do you have to tell him? You're over Gnevus Das if you don't tell him. Or no. So I think it depends on the shayla of what the mechayev of Gnevus Das is. There's a big machlokes Ritva Rabbeinu Yonah. According to Ritva Chulin, it's mamish Gneva. It's like the worst of all the Gnevim. That's what the Tosefta says. Rabbeinu Yonah puts it under the rubric of Sheker. So if it's Gneva, there's no heterim of Robin Hood, because Shalom. We don't believe in Robin Hood in Halacha, right? Can't steal from the rich and give to the poor, it's still an Isser. But if you hold it Sheker, we do have in Yevamos on Samachem and Beis. Mutal L'shanas B'nei Shalom, Mitzvah L'shanas B'nei Shalom. So you do have a term for that. So I think, you're going to make the guy feel, I want you to know something. I did not come to visit you. I visited someone else. But I heard about it, so I'm, you know, come on. You got to use your seichel. We'll go with the Rabbi Yonah's Mahalach on that. We would assume, but you got to explain why in love this and why Al Pi Halach it's okay. If the Mechayev name is Nasha Sheker, then this would be an instance of Nei Shalom, and you visit the guy. Yeah, go ahead.
Even the other way, I would think that it'd be okay because of something along the lines of Zaf and Adam Shalom Bafanav. I mean, we're talking about Das, so it's, you know, the rules of Gnev aren't going to completely apply. But
okay, but
it's not really, you're giving him something.
You're right, it's a good point, but usually if you go through the sugya of Gnevus Das, you have much less room to finagle and have any ability to be makel if the Mechayev is Gnev. Whereas if it's Sheker, you have much more of a reason to say it. Okay. Sif Yud is halacha l'maisa. If someone has a stomach illness, a man cannot mishamish the woman because he has a yetzahara. He won't be able to conquer himself. The woman could be mishamish the man. The man's ill. He's not going to live with her, and she doesn't have as much of the yetzahara. That, you know, that's the famous question Hilchos Nida. If a husband can help with his wife who's in Nida, if she's ill, and the Beis Yosef says we paskin no because it's yarav v'yaver. Nida is an irva, and therefore we paskin not that way. Okay, we pass in Yarav Yavar, so he can. He's got to get someone else to help him. Okay.
Sorry, does that, we hold that, like, you should never go, what about for Rabbanim? To go visit, for Rabbanim, to go visit Kolim or female congregants?
Yeah, that's for sure okay. Here's what we're talking about, talking about where there's going to be issues of Tznius, okay? Kolim Eyaim, and there'll be issues of Tznius. Yes. Okay, very good. And then the Ramah says, if Rachman on Slan, someone has a hole in one's home, you should go to a Chacham or write him a letter, call him up, that he should put in the davening, very important. And if it's really critical, there is a notion of Shinui Shame. You do it usually as at the Aliyah, at Shul, and Kriyas HaTorah, and there's a whole process that is said. They have it in the Madrich. Encourage everyone in Smicha to buy a Madrich. It's a very important sefer, and it has the concept of Shinui Shame. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tetzayin, that Shinui Shame is Korei Gzardino. So that's the din. Okay, and the last din, we had the whole Mahalach on. Okay, so that's Simin Shin Lamed Hey. Let's get to Shin Lamed Vav, okay? Okay, because we want to finish up, I want to try to finish up these Simonim tomorrow as well and discuss about, I'll give you more Makomos tomorrow about the definition of what Mises is, about brain death. We're not going to get so into that, but we should know the Shitas and also end of life issue about what you have to do for someone who's Rachman al-Islam. Do you have to put in this feeding tube? or can you just let the patient decide what they want to do? We'll go through the different shittas. So I want to, because on Wednesday I want to be able to start Shin Mem, Bli Neder. Okay, whatever. We have to know the din. Okay, Shin Lamed Hey Dinei Rofe. Let's finish up real quick. There's a mitzvah to be a rofe. It's considered to be under Pikuach Nefesh. And if you don't do it, you're a murderer. If you don't do it, you're a murderer. Halakha L'maisa. If you have the ability to heal someone, you don't do it, it's a terrible thing. And even if someone has a what? Even if someone could have gone to another doctor, I'm sorry, they came to you. And there's a notion that maybe you're the one that can heal the guy. Not everyone is zocha to be able to be healed from any doctor. So maybe the Eibishter orchestrated that you're the guy to help him. So don't say, oh, there's five other doctors to go to. You have to do it. And you have to be someone's abaki. Yet you have to treat this seriously, and halacha l'maisa, you have to be a person that's motivated to do it. And if you don't do it properly, you're shofech tomen. If you merapish alover shus beizdin, you're chayv to pay malpractice, even if you're a baki. And if you had the rishus of beizdin, you made a mistake, you're potter b'dini adam, but there's a chiyu b'dishamayin. And if you killed the guy by accident, you're chayv galus al pitin. Now the Mishnah says in the end of kedushin, Tov Shibarofim Yorah LeGehenim. What does that mean? So the Tiferes Yisrael means that doctors that are Baalei Gaiva, that they don't consult with other doctors, and they don't look in medical books. They think they think they're Hashem's gift to mankind, right? They think they're the greatest doctor that ever lived. That's a terrible thing. It's those types of guys that are Yorah LeGehenim. But the doctors are a tremendous thing. Look at the Rambam, the Ramban, Al Pi Halacha. The Ramban writes in theory that we really shouldn't need to have to go to doctors, he says, in theory, if we were on the high madrega, but we're not on that madrega. So I heard from a Meir Schlesinger, he pointed out that it's Makuba from the base of Brisk, that Ramban's a mistake. That's a tall sofer in the Ramban al Atayra. Because when the Gemara has it, the Ramam has that, it's ideal. You do the best you can to try to save yourself. Pikuach Nefesh, right? So what do you mean that it's an ideal? Okay, it's an interesting concept. Okay, Sif Beis, let's finish up. We got a daven mincha. Sif Beis, and the Rofe is also to take money. It's also to take Schar Chachma and Limud, but Schar Tirchi is able to take, it's much like a dying Al Pi Halacha. And in Sif Gimel, if someone has medicine and his friend is sick, and he has the medicine, it's also to charge the guy an exorbitant amount of money. That's what that means. Even if you made up to charge him a lot of money, you can only charge him Halacha L'maisa. Well, that's what it means, ain't low demand, what the regular market price is. And if they made it tonight, a schar rofe harbe, then you're chayiv. Because why? If you particularly made up a deal, even though the doctor is doing the wrong thing, lemaisa, the doctor really should only charge him schar batala. But if they made up that he's going to give the doctor $100,000 because he's the best doctor in that, then halacha lemaisa, you have to pay him, even though the doctor did the wrong thing. And the Ramah adds on, even though it's a mitzvah that you should heal him, it's a mitzvah says him in a Torah, Akuli Alma, but the doctor's being a bad guy and he says, I want $100,000. So the halacha is that what? That the doctor can keep the money, and if he hasn't yet been paid the money, he should pay him the money. The doctor did the wrong thing. You're right. The doctor did the wrong thing. But it's like Reb Yudah. Kol Tanai Shevamamu Tanai Kayim. The doctor shouldn't be like that, but he was. He had a chiv to pay. That's how the Shach's Mazmud is in Sifkan Zion. So Al Pidin, you have to pay it, even though you should have just paid for what? Schar what? Schar batal. Okay, so that's Shin Lamed Vav. We'll try to finish up Zion test tomorrow with the issue of definition of death and the issue of how to treat the patients at the end of their life. Okay, everyone have a good day. Let's have a mincha. Can everyone stay with Dav Mincha? Because I have a chiv, so we'll have for them. Okay? Does anybody...